No, today maybe we will start from the about the that the from the part of that, okay? Yesterday I think we talk about the precious human rebirth, isn't it? So I will continue from there, okay? Now we can see that last time we talked about the precious human rebirth. So now today maybe we will come to talk about the how to do with that precious human rebirth. So you can see that when we talk about the precious human rebirth, so what we can see is that the precious human rebirth, so once we obtain the precious human rebirth, but it is not remain forever. That's why Buddha talk about the impermanent. Generally, every when we born as a human, so there is a time, certain time limits. But still, the certain time limits is the maybe 60% that you can do with the time limit. Either way, you can do with your time limit of the living. 40% sometimes we can't do anything. So that's why the Buddha, when he talk about the taking the not taking the alcohol, when he talking about the food of the right consumption of the food, he talks about a lot of the health issue. So even the when you talk about the keeping the mentally peace, very much important for the physical health, for mental peace. So once we obtain the precious human rebirth, so it will maybe 60%, maybe so we can do the so many things, precautions of the health, precautions of taking the precautions of the health, taking the right food, and keeping the mentally peace. These also helps a really lot of the increase of the lifespan. So one thing is quite clear that the taking the like a Tara initiation. Generally, Tara is a goddess of the goddess of the life. Tara initiation, whether receiving the Tara initiation, whether it will help you increase the lifespan or not. There is no guarantee. There's no guarantee. But once you're keeping the mentally peace, taking the right assumption, the right kind of the food, physical exercise, definitely it will really help you the lifespan, mentally peace, right consumption of the food and the physical exercise, 100%. That's a really a very high, I mean the percentage of the guarantee to it will increase our lifespan. So especially among these, especially the mental peace. Mentally, when you have a more of the relax and the mental peace, it will really have the physical health and also the lifespan. So that is the one important thing we have to understand. Yeah, so now here, the second in the Lamrim practice is human precious rebirth. Now the Buddha, the second practice comes the impermanent practice of the impermanent. Practice of the impermanent is something like that. Whenever you look at any matters, whenever you look at any issues, first you have to understand that everything is impermanent. Everything can be changed. So everything can change means that, as I told you many times, it gives us a lot of the hope. Today you will be the unhappy. Tomorrow you can be the happy. Today you will feel the stress. Tomorrow you can release that stress. So most important thing is, as I told you a few times, that the one we can think is that everything is impermanent, so we can change. We can change means that we can become the better human. So we can become the better human, so because we are the impermanent. Impermanent means everything can be changed, so we can become the better human. So that's why when you look at these points, so when you look impermanent point of view, one the other thing is that whenever you look at any point of any situation or any condition, you have to look at it from the impermanent side. Impermanent side, it can be changed. So it means that it can change the better. So it means that gives us a lot of hope. Once we have the hope, then we have everything. Yeah. So that's why now the impermanent things is of what we can think is that yourself is impermanent. Once yourself is impermanent, it means you can change. You can change means you can become the better human. So do you remember that the last time when I was in the Vietnam, I think I asked you to search the some of the negative point of the three negative point of the yourself. Do you remember? Okay. Now, how many of the negative points have you reduced? Now you have to think that. I think it's a two, three, I mean, nearly 2 months, is it? 2 months, nearly two, more than 2 months. So maybe now you have, you look back at yourself that the, how many negative points have you reduced? How many negative points have you reduced? You have to look back into yourself. So still, if you remain the same as the 2 months back, still there is no changes. I think you have to put little effort. So Tibetan, when we have the one saying, this is a very strange saying in the Tibetan. It says that the Dharma makes a very, very rude person. Rude person as a very mind and calm person. Also, we have very strange saying that also the Dharma makes very kind and the mild person as a rude person. Once you not get the Dharma properly, really the calm person will become the rude person. Once the Dharma get you the very rightly, the rude person will become the very calm person. Yeah, so that's why today's, as I told you, the impermanent issue. So what you have the thing is that the first yourself is impermanent and try to become the change. This is the first step. Now the second step is that we all have to think that impermanent means that we have the certain time to live in this world. Everyone we have a certain time. Second step is we have to think that we visited this world and we have the certain limit of the time to live. We are not going to live forever in this world. So certain limit of the time. So what the most important thing is, as I told many times, that we have to live rightly, peacefully, happily. That's the things we have to always keep in our mind. So that's why when we talk about the impermanent, it's talking about the life management. So we have a certain limit of the time of the live. So we have to manage that time very properly, very rightly. So that's why it's saying that the impermanence idea. Impermanence idea is we are not going to live the forever, certain limit of time. That lifetime is that we have to manage very properly. We should not waste our time in this very wrong way. Up till this point, whether you believe in the religion, whether you don't believe in the religion, you have to accept this point, up till this point. So impermanent and the death is the one certain things which comes for the everyone, whether you believe in the religion or whether you don't believe in the religion, it comes. So that's why we have to live. We have to live before, up till the death, we have to live. So that way living is a very right way of the living, peaceful living, happily living. Everyone will accept this point, whether you are the religious or whether you don't believe in the religion. So now the one more thing is that now the living the peacefully and happily, there are so many conditions in our life which make us happy and which bring us the more unhappy. There are so many conditions and causes. So that's why the first condition, the main condition, is not controlling the whole mind properly. This is the one of the main condition which make us so many of the difficulties in our life. So I think I gave you the example before, the mind is like one of the crazy monkey. So first of all, the monkey can't sit on the one place the properly. Second, the monkey, if monkey become the crazy, now it's out of the question that monkeys to sit in the one place properly. Okay, now the here that that's why that now the way what we have the starting is the first point is so there are so many the controlling the mind. This is the one condition. Second condition is every other life. There are so many circumstances and unhappiness. So many of the circumstances unhappiness as a result of the some of our negative actions, negative minds. So that's why we talked about yesterday purifying the negative karma. So once you purify the lot of the negative karma, so result of the negative karma is the negative actions of the from the sense of past life. Sometimes it brings a very unfavorable results in this life. So that's why we just finished the last time over the talking about the purifying the negative karmas. So now it's a purifying the negative karma is a one point. Now the other point is that also in the practice time, how we can do the so much of the positive karma to accumulate the more positive karma and accumulate the more merits. So when we deal with the every issues, as I told you before, thinking of the impermanent, looking at the impermanent, that is a very realistic way of the dealing with the issues. This is the practice with which even the scientific point they accepted these points. So because even if you look at a psychotherapist, when they're treating with the depressed person, they use so much of the therapy way. This also like this way when you're talking about the impermanent, looking at the issue in a different way. These also the teaching us how to look at the problems, how to look at the difficulty issues with a positive way. In the Buddhism, they will always give the two way. One way as a general way, which can be accepted by the everyone. One way for the religious practitioner. Being as a religion practitioner, so we can have the two ways of the practices. So one way is now the impermanent is looking as an impermanent, thinking as an impermanent. This is a general way of the dealing with the every of the situations which comes in our life. This is a one way. Especially when you lose this, okay. So especially when you look at the impermanent point of view, sometimes when you lost something which are very, very precious to you, when you lost the something, then you can think about the impermanent. Sometimes when you lost the hope, when you feel the very stressful, when you look from the impermanent point of view. Impermanent way, you will get the hope. If you look at that, especially the country like a Nepal condition situation, you have a lot of the disturbance sometimes. So me, I used to tell them the impermanent issue. It can be changed. It is not permanent. It won't remain forever. It can be changed. So sometimes this way, it can give the hope to the many people. So once you have the hope, then I always say that then you have the everything. Once in the newspaper issue, I saw the very, very, very amazing one of the article. I saw that in the news. I think I saw that in the internet. I saw that one internet or the one issue. Very amazing issue. It's in East India. So I saw that there is a one kid, maybe around 10 or 12 years old, one kid, he don't have the both of the hand, but he is walking as a cleaning the dish, with the washing the dish with his 2 feet, with his feet, he don't have the hand. Now can you believe that, with that kid, when that kid lose the hope, he will lose everything. When that kid, if he have not lose the hope, even he don't have the both of hand, he will leave, he will try to leave. So once we are having the two hands, two feet, everything, but when we lose that hope, then even we have the two hands and the two feet, we cannot live. That kid who have not lost the hope, even if he don't have the two hands, still he is surviving, still he is struggling to live. So this is like now that when the hopes comes, when you think that when your problem and every difficulty comes, when you think it's a permanent, it will remain forever, then you will lose the hope. Whenever you look at the issues and the difficulties, when you think it's a permanent, it can be changed, so you will get the more hope. So that's why. So that's why now what we are doing up till this point, we can see that up till this point, we can, everyone can accept up till this point. Now from as a religious practice, now they're in the life, they have so many difficulties, as I told you, some of the difficulties without the explain, without the weakened expense, these difficulties are the result of our negative karmas, past karmas. So that's why we have finished then now the talking about the purifying the negative karmas. Now also then we will talk about how to accumulate the merits, how to accumulate the strong positive karmas. So that's why we call it the seven limb factors. So and among the seven limb factors, one is the purification, okay? That's what we finish, purifying the negative karma, okay? So this is now the first is the prostration. Now to accumulate the merits. Now the first we call the prostration. The most important in the prostration, there will be three prostration: physical, mental, and speech. So physically, maybe you can do the prostration three times a morning, three times a night before you go to for the bed. So three times a morning and three times, the bedtime. So this is a prostration. Also with that, mentally most important thing is a mental prostration is the most important. So when you are free, you can think that you are prostrating toward the Buddha and the merit field. So mentally, so that's why the mentally, when you have think like that way, so mentally when you are thinking or prostrating towards the merit field and the Buddha, that can be considered as a mental prostration. Sometimes when you feel the bore, you can do the prostration. Take it as a passing the time, okay? Time pass, okay? Also, you will accumulate the merits and, while you're doing the prostration, you will accumulate the merits. Number two, it's also the physical exercise. Two things you will get. One occasion, I was chanting the mantra while I was traveling. Someone just asked me that, I don't know that person, just in the road, we just met. So when I was traveling, I was just chanting the mantra. That gentleman asked me what I'm doing. So I just told him it's just my finger exercise. chanting the mala. So he asked me what I'm doing. So I just told him I'm doing just my finger exercise. So same thing like prostration is something like that. Whenever you are feeling the stressful, you can just start doing the prostration. While you're in the process of doing the prostration, you will forget that the issue which makes you the tense, which makes you frustrated. So this is the prostration is something like that. So normally people, when they have the stressful, they will think too much. They will overthink it, that issue again and again, and make themselves more stressful. Even they know that the thinking too much of that issue is not going to help, but still the mind will go on. So that's why to avoid or the distract from the thinking the some very stressful event, just you can do the prostration. While they're doing the prostration, you will forget that. Also, then you will accumulate the merits or accumulate the strong, the positive karma. Monastery, the prostration is a punishment. So monks who break the rules, monastery rule, they have to do the prostration. Okay, so this is the time. Okay, prostration, when you can start it, okay? So this is the first practice you can start. Then the second practice is a offering. Offering, there are the many different types of offering. When you offer the whatever you have to the, your guru and the masters and the Buddha, so this is a one type of the offering. Okay, offering, this is the one way of the accumulating the strong karmas. Also the giving the something to the others, also this we call the givings for the others. Also this is one way of the accumulating the merits. So one other offering is that you can also do the mental offerings. Whenever you see the some of the very right, I mean the very natural things like mountains or the lakes or very, very nice places. Also, you can mentally you can offer all this to the Buddhas and the merit field. Sometimes also you can offer the person who makes you very stressful, person who makes you very irritated persons. You can mentally offer that person and ask the Buddha to bless that person to become the calm. So that moment, what will the offer at the process of the offering, we can just control the, our anger. Because sometimes someone is irritated with you, someone very use a harsh word towards you, someone act very different towards you, suddenly you will get angry. But so that's why to control the anger, what you can do is just offer that person to the Buddhas and the merit field and the prayer for them to bless him and to become the better human. So this is the one of the, I mean, so this way, while you're doing it, then you will succeed to more to control of the, your negative emotion like anger. So this, controlling the negative emotions like anger and all this negative ego, it's not a difficult at all. At least you are not trying it. So you feel difficult. You are not trying it. Once you try it, it will get more and more easier to controlling the anger and the ego. That's not difficult at all. So that's why, so as a anger, so when someone, when you suddenly, when you realize you're generating the anger, what you have to do, you have to hold your speech and the body physical action just for the moment. Then you can start the offerings, or you can start with the chanting the mantra. So once you do it once or twice, then whenever you generate anger, suddenly you will feel to offer that person or that condition, unfavorable condition. So don't think that when you offer the, your disliked person the Buddha, don't think that Buddha won't accept it, okay? Okay, whether Buddha accept that person or not, that's a Buddha's problem, not our problem. Okay, so this is a process, okay? So process is something like that. So when you can, because our negative emotions, our mental is just like, as I told you, crazy monkey. So when you know the every way of the controlling it, it's not difficult at all. But please, again, don't misunderstand it. When I'm saying not difficult, I'm also not saying that it's also, you have to understand, not a difficult, also it's a not a easy, okay? Also you need little practice, little struggle, then you can change. Okay, that's the second thing, is offering, isn't it? No, offering. So that's why now, what sometimes mentally when you offer merit field, what you can offer is that the whole the universe, hold the universe to the merit field in the mental way. So that's why you know the days of one hand mudra when we do the offering. So you can offering the hand mudra. So I will show you the mudra when you do the offerings. Actually, this is the meaning, the symbol of this hand mudra is that you're offering the whole the universe to the merit field. You can mentally, you can do the offerings. But the thing is that the mudra is not very important, okay? That is not very important. So once you are not very familiar with this hand position, you can just sleep it. That's not very important. Now the third is the purification. That we finished, no? Purification, we finished it yesterday. Purification of the negative karma, so we finished it. So yeah, the rejoice. The rejoice is the fourth point, okay? Rejoice means of whatever the positive action you have done, you have to rejoice. When you look at back, and you will think it again and again, what the positive action you will get. Rejoice issue, I think I told you the last time. Last time, when you look at the rejoice time, whenever you have the good action, whenever you have done, when you think it again and again, you will feel very happy. As I told you before, some action what you have done for the welfare of others, when you think that issue, you will feel the happy. So that example, I give you a few examples of my own life experience. I think you all remember it. So rejoice is something like that. When you have done some of the very good action, when you think again and again and again, what will happen is your merit will be multiplied. Your positive karma will multiply. So it is something like that. The rejoice is something like that, so that it will multiply your actions when you think it again and again. So this is so that's why the fourth point is something that when we do the positive karma, when you think again and feel the rejoice, that positive karma, that positive karma will increase. So merit will increase. So this is one important point. Yeah. So that's why whatever the positive karma, whatever the positive action, whatever the good things you have done, when you look it back, you have the two things that will happen. When you rejoice it, you will feel the happy. Second thing is it will increase your merits. It will increase your positive karma. Okay, it's so now this is the fourth one, right? Rejoice the fourth one. So this is the fourth one. So this also what we have to do is that so this all is the truth, how to we can increase or the truth accumulate the more merits and the positive karma. Now the fourth is, so that's why that is something like that. In the mentally, you can request the merit field, that the merit field may give you the dharma. You can request it mentally. Now the sixth is, I think, prayer. Yeah, this is one type of the prayer, any prayer. Especially this is the one of the main prayer. Yeah, just for the sake of the sixth is the prayer. Sixth is a prayer, the main prayer is what you have said, main prayer. Then any other prayers. So prayers that you can pray better even when you have some of the difficulties, then you can pray that all of the sentient beings may get out of this problem. Suppose example, when you are having some problem with the headache problem, then you can pray that all the sentient beings may liberate or the free from this such type of the headache. So this is some prayers that you will give a very psychological strength whenever you start the prayer. So this is the prayer that whenever you associate, that's why when you look at the Gandhi, he told the one thing that in his life he faces so many of the struggles and the difficulties, but his secret weapon to overcome all the struggles and the difficulties is prayer. He told that. So that's why some of the difficulties, generally the prayer give a lot of the psychological strength. So then whenever you have now the prayers, what you have to visualize the merit field, then you have the prayer, especially like something, whatever you have to pray, you have to pray for the all of the sentient beings. After the prayer, you have to visualize the thing that the merit field has accepted your prayer. Then you have to visualize the rays as a white rays, especially in the prayers. You have to visualize the white rays coming from the magnetic field and dissolving in the your body, and the which dissolving the your body, and you have to visualize that. After that, then you have received the blessings from the magnetic field. So once ever you are going to start the prayer, so some of the difficulties, you just pray for the merit field. May the all the sentient beings overcome the like these difficulties. After the praying, you have to visualize that merit field have the accepted the, your prayers. Then you have to visualize the white rays coming from merit field, which dissolve into your body. And you have to visualize that, that you overcome the, all the difficulties, and you receive the blessings to overcome the, all the difficulties. Okay. So that's why this is a one story. This is a one father who have a two daughter. So one of the his daughter married to the, you know, the pot maker, and one daughter married to the farmer. You know, the clay pot maker, okay? So one of the daughter, his daughter married to the clay pot maker, one of the his daughter married to the farmer. So one occasion, father visited the, her daughter place, both of the daughter place. So father told that that daughter that now I came to the visit your place, because few days later I'm going to the very holy temple. So before that I just came to visit to your my daughter. The father told the, his daughter while visiting the daughter place, father told the his daughter that he came to the visit the, his daughter, because he is living for the very holy pilgrimage site. He is living for the very holy pilgrimage site. He is going to visit the very holy temple. So first daughter was very happy and asked the father that when you go to the temple, just pray for the Buddha that the, may the all the times weather should be very sunny. Because his, the first daughter family is making the clay pot, so they need a very sunny weather. Okay, so he asked the father to pray for the very sunny weather, very hot weather all the time. Now, well, he, the, then after that he visited the, his younger daughter, so which the younger daughter who married to the farmer. So he told the same thing, the father told same thing, he's going to visit a very holy temple. So before that he just visited the daughter's place. So younger daughter was very pleased and happy hearing that one. So younger daughter told the, her father that now when you visit that temple, you pray for the Buddha that all the time have heavy raining. Because they, in their family, they have to walk in the field, so they need lots of the water. So she asked the, her father to pray for the Buddha to have the, all the time the very heavy rainy seasons. Now the father, when then the, after the father going to the temple, he was really confused. He cannot pray now. Yeah, so some things, yeah, so like that, something in our day-to-day life, when we pray, something we pray, we will pray with the answer when we have the very strong karma, number one. Number two, when we pray, when you have a very good karma relation, so you will pray with the answer. Sometimes when we pray, so once we are having the very strong positive karma, so every our prayer will be answered. So that's why, so as you can see that the, in this, among these, the seven practices, most, if there are three most important things, the purification of the negative karma and the offering, then the prayer. These three are the most important things. When you purify it, it's a negative karma, you can purify the lot of the negative karma. When you're offering, you make a lot of the positive karma, then prayer will bring you the what you want. Sometimes when we pray, maybe the prayer might be comes with 100%, but at least it will give you effect. So one thing is that one, well, while we are doing with one of the, I mean the one I know, the one of the scientists, he works in the one of the largest mental hospital in India. Yeah, one of the scientists, she is a doctor, especially she is a psychiatrist. very old lady. She told me that she works in the one of the biggest mental hospital in India. She told me that when the patient knows that someone is praying for that patient, it really makes a big difference. So she works in that hospital so many years. She's very old. She's a psychiatrist. So she told me that even she believes that the prayers really helps a lot when the patient knows that there's someone is praying for them. So this is many years back. So I thought and I just discussed with her to pick up the very severe patient, five severe patient. Then we start to do the prayers. And we want to see that how the prayer affects among the five patients. I thought that few years back. Still, I didn't get time to do this experiment.
Yeah.
So that maybe we will pick up the very five serious mental patient, and we will do the prayers and all the pujas, and we want to see how the differences, we can see the effects among the five patients. So Buddhist point of view, really it will have a different effect. Because of who the patients who have the very strong karmic relation with us, maybe if you do the prayer, it will affect them more. Once the person or the patient who are not very strong relation, karma relation with us, maybe even we do the very hard prayers, it will affect less. From Buddhist point of view, it can happen. So that's why when you are visualizing the merit field, you are building up the relation with all the Buddhas, all the guru, all these are you are building the karma relation when you are praying for the merit field. So that's why I didn't get time at that time, maybe a few years back. So I just talked at the psychiatric doctor that we will pick up the five of the very serious mental patient and we will see that how the difference affects while we're doing the prayers.
Yeah,
but I didn't get time. I think it's we talked quite long back. Lot of years back. So I didn't get time to do that experiment. I want to do it very scientific way. So it can, Buddhist point of view, as I told you, it will make, it won't be the same when we do the five person, when we pick up the five person, we do the prayer, or some will affect too much of the prayer, our prayer, some won't affect that much. Because once we are having the very close of the karma relation, so relation with the so many lives or something like that, then we our prayer will be affect them more. So that's why, so when you're visualizing the merit field, you are making the relation with all the Buddhas. When you're visualizing the merit field with the gurus and you're making the relation with the guru. So this is that way, the procedure is like that, okay? So second thing is that whenever you pray, so generally in the stress time, distress time, you need a one of the strength or the psychological strength is more important. When you pray for the merit field or something like that, you get the more psychological strength. When the difficult times, most of people will worry too much. Once people will worry is some of the negative emotion. You can call it the destructive emotion. So when you have something of the difficulties or that, some cases where people will worry too much. Once you worry too much, it's just like the destructive emotions. So once you worry, you cannot feel the peace. Once you worry or when you worry on some issues, the worry won't make the things better. Worries don't make the things better. To overcome the worry, you have to think on other things. So that's why prayer. Sometimes even my life, some of the difficulties or something like comes, most of the time I spend the most time in the prayers. So when you pray, chant the mantra or whatever when you pray, what will happen is that worry won't take place in your mind. When the worries comes into your mind, your mind won't experience the peace. So Tibetan, we have the one saying. Tibetan, we say that just a story. We say that the rabbit worries a lot. Rabbit worries a lot that even rabbit sleeps. He look at the sky and he always worried that the sky will fall down. When I was kid, when I don't sleep properly, my mother, used to tell me that once the kid not sleep properly, the owl will come and pick up. So I used to get scared and worry. When I was kid, when I'm not sleeping properly, so my mother used to tell me that the owl will come and pick me up once I not sleep properly. So really, it makes me more difficult to sleep because it creates a worry, scared. So something worry is something like that. Something we worry, and first we worry, then we'll be scared, fear, everything will come. Sometimes we will worry the unnecessary things. First we will think too much of the unnecessary thing. Then the worries, then the fear, everything will come. So that's why to overcome all these the negative, destructive emotions, prayer. So when you pray, then you will not get time to the worry. Then you won't get time to the fear. So that's why the prayers and also chanting the mantras at the time of the when you are the some of the difficult period, chanting the mantra, prayer, saying the prayer, these all give you the one of the psychological strength. Or you can pray for the Buddha and the merit field, whatever. Now the seventh is a dedication. Whatever you dedicate is a seventh is a dedication. You dedicate that may the all of the sentient beings sleep happily. You have to dedicate that. Okay. Seventh is dedication. So among these seven limbs, most three important things, okay? Prayer, then the purification of the negative karma, then offering. Okay? Among these three, purification of the negative karma is the most important. So I just talked it before. Okay, so today we will stop here. Okay, then thank you. Okay, then see you.